Hello, I'm Dr. Kim, your host, sharing the bonafide doggone truth. Come along and dig good vibrations with me through the divine goodness of God. We're going to explore wellness through worship of King Jesus, learning through what dogs teach us, implementing clean living, so we can all, human and animal, be well, be whole, spirit, soul, and body. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32, New King James. So in January of 2021, I was reading an article by veterinarian Dr. Julie Mayer, and she also does a lot of natural health modalities, and I think she focuses on, from what this article implied, essential oils, flower essences, and CBD, which is interesting. I love using all three of those, and I'm finding that essential oils mixed with CBD really help, in particular in what she's talking about. And I'm grateful that Young Living does have a calm roll-on that has both the CBD, which they have a special formulation of that. They use Nature's Ultra, which they acquired and became part of our company. Also our awesome Seed to Seal essential oils. Anyway, this was all about non-pharmaceutical approach to helping with chronic anxiety, which more and more animals are having nowadays. What's interesting about that what we're feeling, what we're thinking does really, really affect our pets. They don't have a filter. They're kind of like our kidneys, you know, when they're living in such close proximity to us. So in this article, what's interesting is I've taught this in a different, probably vernacular, obviously, because veterinarians use different wording, but it is exactly what we teach. And I know even some dog trainers are teaching it. I've also talked about the vagus nerve, and I will link those things in the description for you guys. But one of the things that she called this veterinarian, she basically said that they communicate, our pets communicate through observation, and they're likely to respond even to our most subtlest moods, which I know these two dogs that I have now, King and Ezra, are extremely sensitive in this fashion, more so than any other dogs I've had in the past. And I don't know what that is. I mean, we have all these electrical magnetic fields around all the time. Obviously, the earth has its own, but we have a lot of the ones that are going to cause problems in our body. And I think that's contributing along with things like vaccines and improper nourishment and so forth. So she basically said that they're likely to respond even to our subtlest moods and mirror our mental and emotional states, positive and negative. And she calls this a phenomenon referred to as sympathetic resonance. Okay, sound familiar? We've talked about resonance and entrainment, and this is exactly what it is. So if we're upset or angry or frustrated or otherwise, our pets are likely to become frightened, concerned, anxious, whatever. And it will cause certain things like depression in them or aggression, stomach problems, destructive behaviors, all kinds of things. So that's how they're going to act it out. Well, she refers to essential oils as some of the ones that something that she uses, as I said, and I do use flower essences as well. I have found my most success to be with essential oils. Why would that be? Because that's the one that I totally resonate with. So she names certain oils, and I'll just kind of go down the list for calming, depression, anxiety, stress relieving, primarily all those things, even grief. Melissa was one she mentioned for grief, and I have a great recipe that's helped with grief, both in for myself and for my dogs. And it was a recipe given to me by a friend in Young Living. She's a diamond and she's amazing. And I just thought it was great when my sister passed away. Here are some of the oils she mentions. Anise or anise, whichever way you pronounce that. Bergamot, Roman chamomile, frankincense. Frankincense is grace. It'll boost all the other oils and it will help with the depression. Geranium, again, it releases negative memories. That's a real important thing. Lavender. Lemon, that helps with anxiety, but stress relieving and calming. Rose oil. Oh my gosh, rose oil. I always make sure I get Rose and Melissa when I'm at the Young Living conventions when we had them. We're not having them now. Everything's virtual, but we get to try all the oils. And so they actually had to have little droppers there where somebody would sit and drop the oil on us because those oils would disappear so quickly, meaning that people would use them up. They're really that amazing. Also, it helps, rose oil does, with releasing traumatic memories. Sandalwood, which is grounding. Tangerine, which helps with, I need to use a lot more tangerine because I have a lot of sleeplessness in part, a large part due to Ezra. And then ylang ylang. Initially, for several years ago, that oil kept coming up for me for everything. And it was every blend that I was drawn to had that in it. The ylang ylang is really great for balancing our energy, male and female. It's kind of a yin and yang thing. So then Mary Young writes in the same month that this article came out, then Mary Young, she always writes a message from Mary in the Essential Edge newsletter that we receive with our orders. And she mentioned several blends that will help. So release will help you let go of all those feelings and thoughts that do not serve you in a positive and productive way. Surrender, she says, is thoughts and feelings that hold you back to a higher power that can give you peace and reassurance. Acceptance, which will help you open your heart and receive that good that is coming. Envision, the outcome that you want. And she used that right in the sentence. Envision is a blend from Young Living. These are all blends. To see the positive energy overcome the negative, to achieve your goals and dreams. Forgiveness is another blend. It's an amazingly beautiful blend, the scent of it. And it's the key to emotional healing. She said, trauma life, certainly important to many people who need an uplifting and aromatic companion while working through painful challenges. Motivation, that's a great blend to move into our bright future. And hope. Who doesn't need hope in 2020 and 2021, right? She says it will help us reconnect with a belief in our future possibilities. Joy applied over our hearts and helps us to open ourselves to the opportunities and live and serve in peace and love. Believe, I absolutely love that blend, and it's believe you can do it. You see your unlimited potential. And then there's one that they came out with after Gary Young passed away a couple years ago. Then they came out with one this year called Gary's Light, and it says it's a beautiful aroma to enjoy as you resist the bombardment of negative energies. And then gratitude, the blend I have always on hand, will help you feel and express the gift of life and all that you have been given. You know, we enter God's gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So why am I blending these two together? Because a lot of these blends have those same oils I just listed that Dr. Julie Mayer mentions for helping our pets, cats and dogs, I imagine, whatever pets that we have, or we're diffusing those particular oils. I suggest diffusing and making sure that your animal is adjusted to these oils. I'm going to share with you what I send out. I send out a weekly newsletter to those who are on my Young Living team who want this. It's a text newsletter, and I use a great app, Project Broadcast, and was created by a Young Living leader. So I send this one out, and in this week's, in January here, there was this particular message that I sent out, and this is how I connected these two particular things between what Mary shared in the newsletter and what was shared in this article. What I shared in this particular newsletter was three particular oils that you heard me just mention. Release, which had the geranium rose, ylang ylang, sandalwood, tangerine, lemon, and lavender in it. Acceptance, which has geranium, bergamot, frankincense, lemon, tangerine, ylang ylang, sandalwood, and rose. And forgiveness, which has melissa and rose, Roman chamomile, sandalwood, geranium, lemon, and angelica. And angelica is great for dispelling negative energies from yourself. So I thought, this is really, really good. Those three would be the ones I would personally choose to use to keep around with my dogs. And I always have release. I don't always have acceptance and forgiveness, but I need to have those a lot more often. So I hope that this helps you in maybe with some of this, something to think about and consider. If you aren't using the oils yet, maybe you're going to want to. So that's all I have for this one. And remember, you guys, I love you lots. Thank you for listening. And remember, when you know the truth, Jesus, then the truth will make you free. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Kim Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure, but rather to encourage and empower you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets based upon your own research in partnership with your health care providers when needed, but especially to depend on Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Side note, I often mention products that I use, some as an affiliate or brand partner, such as Young Living Essential Oils, Whole Tones Music, etc. I'll always tell you when I do represent those companies. Otherwise, they're simply things I've chosen to use for my own family and have benefited from, so I share those with you. Last, but certainly not least, I encourage you to dig in and make your own informed decisions through your own personal responsibility, research, application, and due diligence. Thank you.